Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg has described speculation he's a dual citizen as absurd, insisting his family was stateless when it arrived from Hungary after World War II. The questions over his citizenship come just days after Senate President Stephen Parry became the first Liberal parliamentarian hit by the controversy. Mr. Frydenberg says his mother was born in Hungary in 1943, but arrived in Australia with her parents when she was 7 years old, after spending time in a refugee camp.
My mother came to Australia from war-torn Europe after the Holocaust, post-war, and was deemed to be a stateless person. It is completely absurd to think that retrospectively and against her will, she could be made to be a Hungarian citizen and that would flow through to me without any positive act either by her or by me or people on our behalf to become a Hungarian citizen.
Hungary has rules that automatically confer citizenship by descent, which followed a bid to address the plight of stateless Jews who had fled the Holocaust. Mr. Frydenberg says it's neither rational nor humane that Hungary could purport to make his mother a citizen against her will, after rendering her stateless. He says, considering his family background, he would be required to initiate and undertake a lengthy process to be considered a Hungarian citizen.
I've made inquiries months ago into this issue when it was first raised, and it was very clear to me then as it is now that in order to become a Hungarian citizen, you actually have to take active steps to go through an interview process, to provide all the relevant documentation, to be considered as a Hungarian citizen. Neither of those steps were taken in my case or on my behalf.
Coalition backbenchers are stepping up their arguments for an audit of all parliamentarians in the wake of the dual citizenship debacle. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and other senior ministers have shut down calls for such an audit so far. But Stephen Parry's late admission of a constitutional conflict, as well as the doubts about Mr. Frydenberg, have revealed tensions and widening divides within the party ranks. Former Liberal Minister Kevin Andrews has told the ABC an audit is the only way to solve the dual citizenship issue now.
This is now a festering sore for the Parliament. If it's not dealt with now, it'll just continue to be an issue. There'll be investigations into other people. It'll be an ongoing issue.
Communications Minister Mitch Fifield has revealed Stephen Parry actually confessed to him weeks ago about potentially being a dual British-Australian citizen. Opposition Senate Leader Penny Wong has told the ABC that could be a cover-up situation.
The President of the Senate, who was a dual citizen, has revealed that to a cabinet minister some months ago. The Prime Minister really needs to step up, find out who knew, when they knew, and why his ministers covered it up for so long.
Former Deputy Leader Barnaby Joyce says the Constitution should be changed to ensure all Australian-born people who do not actively seek other citizenship can run for Parliament. He's fighting a by-election in the seat of New England after the High Court disqualified him from Parliament over his New Zealand citizenship. Mr. Joyce has told Sky News there's a clear need to change Section 44 of the Constitution, and he says the Labor Party should be concerned about some of its members.
Tanya Plibersek's parents were both born overseas. Now, she might be completely legit, but she hasn't provided any details. We've got Dougie Cameron, was born in Scotland. Might be completely legit, never provided any details. We know Penny Wong was born in Malaysia. Probably completely legit, but they never provided any details. And Bill Shorten's approach is apparently, unless you can prove it, we're not going to say anything. Well, that one just doesn't work, Bill.
Malcolm Turnbull insists the best way to deal with the citizenship issue engulfing Parliament is for a bipartisan committee to come up with a solution.